This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Good to have you here on this day of a solemn national ritual. It is, in fact, in the Constitution that the president shall, from time to time, give to Congress information on the State of the Union. Political types of all persuasions will be following along word for word, keeping a close ear for their pet issues and interests. There will be applause and analysis, but does anybody keep track of what happens to all the big ideas? From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Eve Tro follows up now on a couple of items from last year's speech.
Robert Puentes is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He follows one of my favorite words, no really, infrastructure. He says last year's address and the three before that offered a lot for planners like him.
I mean, infrastructure doesn't usually come up in the State of the Union until this president. It really wasn't part of the speech.
Investment in infrastructure was a big part of Obama's stimulus package. Remember all those shovel-ready projects? Puentes says last year's speech was less about getting people jobs with shovels, more of a shift to big-picture planning.
Not just spreading money around like peanut butter all across the country so everybody gets something, but focusing on those investments that matter because they're going to result in long-term economic goals.
That's happening, slowly. Puentes says the Obama administration has been looking hard at systems. One example, how streamlining shipping and freight can boost exports. Last year's speech suggested the end of the war in Iraq meant more money for that kind of thing.
Take the money we're no longer spending at war, use half of it to pay down our debt, and use the rest to do some nation building right here at home.
But not so easy, considering the debt fight. And war funds can't simply be shifted over to domestic projects.
The reality is that none of those are going to get passed by the Congress.
Chris Krueger is a policy analyst at Guggenheim Securities. He says even though bridges and roads might seem easy to agree on, what the Democrats call investment,
Republicans view it as more failed stimulus.
Until lawmakers build more bridges between each other, no actual bridges are likely to get started. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
It is officially a speech to the Congress that the president will give tonight, but he is arguably talking to the American people. So we asked some of them, some of the Americans that we check in with from time to time, what they want to hear.
The problem with the State of the Union speech is they're just sound bites. And unfortunately, what I'd like to hear is actually the truth about the economy and the actual plan.
I want him to say that the economy is going to turn around by the end of this year. I'm tired of waiting.
I would like to hear that, you know, the American economy is in a really, really rough shape and for him to be honest about it, but I don't know that he will.
That was Don Holshue, our truck driver from Iowa. Also, Sandra Morn and Jay Damian from our jobs roundtable about 18 months ago on what they want to hear from the president's speech tonight.